Yudis Rilla, the Rav Tak holds for Muksa, holds for Miglis Katsoin. The Yom Rav, Menichin Ner Agave Deko B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a lamp on top of the tree on Shabbos. V'yein Menichin Ner Agave Deko B'Yomtiv. Because you want to eat outside in your porch, outside in your backyard on Shabbos, didn't have lights then. So you had to put the lamp outside. So you put the lamp on the tree in your backyard so you can eat outside. So on Shabbos it's Mutter, on Yomtiv it's Osa. You're not allowed to put the lamp, even before Yomtiv, on the tree, it's Osa. This is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Drashi, Manichem Ner Mavoy Joyim on Friday. Agabe Deko V'Yid Look Shom B'Shabbos. Just to burn the whole Shabbos. The Lekel Amechesh L'Kashiyichvem Lishkol Aminei. We're not afraid when it goes out, you'll take away the limb. V'Nimsa Mishtamish B'Mechuber, and then it'll be Basar. Because something that's on a tree, you're not allowed to take it off the tree. It's called you be Mishtamish B'Mechuber. The Chivon the Yaktsayil Adover Osar. So why aren't we afraid that in the middle of Shabbos you'll take the lamp off the tree and you'll be mishtamish with the tree? The Torah says since the beginning of Shabbos this lamp was muksa, it's akta davar aser bein hashmoshes, it's katzor l'kul yoyma. The Messiah says the whole day of Shabbos the lamp remains muksa. Since the lamp is muksa the whole Shabbos, even after the fire goes out, there's no very you may come in the middle of Shabbos to take the lamp off the tree. Because it's also to touch the tree. It's also to touch the lamp. Because lamp is muksa. That's why it's good. Mashenkin on Yontif is not the way. Yontif, the nair doesn't become muksa. On Yontif, you're allowed to touch a nair. Therefore, you're not allowed to leave a nair on top of the tree. Because we're afraid in the middle of Yontif, you want to take the nair off the tree. And a mishtamshin, the mechub lekakro. You're not allowed to be mishtamshin something on top of the tree. So that's why on Yontif, you have exeri, you can't leave the lamp on top of the tree. Shrashav Emanichim be Yomtiv, Tishokl, because you have Xerim, maybe you'll take the lamp off the tree. O Manachle, O Mishtamish Bilan, and you'll be, that's cool, you'll be Mishtamish Bilan, and that's Osir. Eli, Yamazatimar, Krib Shimon Tzvirlei, but if you're going to say Rav holds like Krib Shimon, then what? Even the lamp. When is it Osir on Shabbos as Muksarim? Only calls them on its burning. But when the lamp goes out, then it becomes Mutter. You should be Xerim even on Shabbos. How are you allowed to leave the lamp on the tree at the beginning of Shabbos? Why are we afraid later when the lamp goes out, maybe you come to take the lamp off the tree? And that's an issue, you'd be mishtamish with the tree. Mali Shabbos, Mali Yom Tov. Selamai, it's Araya, Rav Hozak of Yudah. That's what it implies. Rashi, Mali Shabbos. B'Shabbos nar b'shokal l'kishiyichva. On Shabbos also will take it off when it goes out. Selamai, it's Araya, Rav Hozak of Yudah. So the Gemara of a Rav of Yudah's Virlay, is this true? That Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, that you say Migu, since the beginning of Shabbos was Muksa, it remains also though Shabbos, V'oboyim enei d'Rav. They asked the Shaila from Rav, Malu tetule shagre de chanukosom, mekame chavre b'shabbat. Shabbos Chanukah, you have the menorah lit. The Zman had Gemara, where they light the menorah? Outside, in the front of the house, it was outside on the street. Now you're afraid now, mekame chavre. Chavre is bad goyim. That we're afraid the goyim will seize the menorah, they'll give us trouble, they'll start to kill us. So we want to know, after you mekayim the mitzvah of the Chanukah, at night, after the nair went out, are you allowed to take the nair inside or not? The Yomalu and Rav answered back, Shapidomi. Rav answered back, yes, you're allowed to take the menorah back inside your house. Rav holds on Yom Yehuda, that you said, Migulus Katsoi. So beginning the Shabbos when the menorah was lit, it's muksa, you can't touch the menorah. So even after the fire goes out, it should still remain muksa. So how was Rav Matthew take the menorah back inside the house? Teretz is poshid. Shasat chak, Shani. Here was a Shasat chak. We're talking about the goyim. We're afraid the goyim will start up with us. So that's why Bazundur hit him. But if not, the Shasat chak, Abadu Baibosa. So Rashi Shargo the Chanukah, the Acha Shekove, after the menorah went out, Mekame Chavre, Shle Yeru Bechotzah, the Goyim shouldn't see the menorah outside Yechotzah. Could you remember the Perkel Neyeh, the second parent, the Noist Nei Betevach Asamach Rishus Rabin, you put your menorah outside in your front yard, near the Rishus Rabin, the Yodu Shedliku Boy Ner, and the Goyim, hey, at night you're not afraid by says the Goyim Ashikra in the house, they don't come out, they don't see you. But the question is, next morning when the Goyim go out and see it, if your menorah is going to be outside in your yard, the Goyim, even though now it's not lit, the goyim are going to know. Last night you had your menorah lit, and they'll come to kill you. The yodu shedliku boiner vein gozru, and the goyim made exero shloi lahadlik. You're not allowed to light. Inami biyoyim chagam. We're also talking about their yomtiv. Ein manichem lidlik or elo beis avodah zarah. On their yomtiv, they're only matir to light a nair in the beis avodah zarah. No place else. So melech the shasat chak. Right, the chavad rashi shem u meshoyim parsoyim is So it's no steer. There it says, Shachat Chak Shani. But without Shachat Chak, Avad the Rav also holds like a Yehuda. The Omalei Rav Kana Rav Ashner Rav Hoch Yukasa. Is this taka true that you're allowed to move the menorah after the light goes out, like he has to frakash on him? He answers the back, Omalehu, Kedayu Rav Shimon Lismachol B'Shasat Chak. Avada, I also don't hold like this. Just B'Shasat Chak, that the goyim shouldn't start up with us, here I'm matra take the menorah back in the house after it goes out. But if not, B'Shasat Chak, Avada, I hold like Rav. Rav holds like Yehuda, that since the Nair was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, and then it was a muksadik aloch, you can't touch it. Migu, this katsoy, the beginning of Shabbos, remains also those Shabbos.
We're up to Masech the Shabbos, Daf Nem Hei, Omer Aleph. The Shia will start shortly. The membrane holding.
Your boy, my name is Rish Lokish, my Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Rish Lokish, yes, Rabbi Yochanan. Chitim, Shezoron de Karka. Chitim is wheat that you planted in the Karka. Shezoron de Karka. You took the wheat that's edible and you put it into the Karka. You have eggs, and you put the chicken on the hen on top of the eggs right before Shabbos. You yourself put it on. Ismahu, are you allowed to change your mind now and eat these things on Shabbos? His Zavad, we're talking about the chitim did not start growing. If they started to grow, so pshiti can't pull it out. There'll be an issa of tolish. We're talking about it was a mashrus yet. And Rashi says, but the wheat did not get roots, it didn't start to grow yet. On Shabbos now you're allowed to pick up the wheat and eat it. Then you have the hen on top of the chicken, on top of the egg. Are you allowed to take the egg and eat it now on Shabbos? This egg was here from before Shabbos, and you put the hen on top of it. Now on Shabbos you're allowed to use it. Mao, it's a shayla according to Reb Shimon. He last led Reb Shimon Muksa. When does Reb Shimon say, I don't hold from the klal of Muksa? Hey, since it's something that's edible, I'm allowed to eat it. Heichad loydach yibiyadayim. You didn't do the omaitza to push it away from you biyadayim. Aba heichad, the dach yibiyadayim, like here, where you did a maitza to push it away to show you don't want to use it, isle Muksa. Maybe Reb Shimon is moida that these are Muksa and you can't use it on Shabbos. Because here you took the chitim, the wheat before Shabbos, and you planted, you put it in the ground. That's like a maisa dach yivadayim, yibefeirish, did a maisa to show you don't want to use this chitim on Shabbos. And what then? You put the hen on top of the eggs, you're showing the feirish you don't have that to eat this egg, but instead you want the hen to stay on top of it to make it hatch. No, according to Reb Shimon still, calls the man the thing is edible, ain't muksel Reb Shimon. That was the shayla of Reish Lakish, yes, Reb Yechanan. Omalei, Reb Yechanan answered back, Enechanami, Ein Muksa, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds these two cases on Mutter. Since the edible, on Shabbos, you're allowed to pull out the chitim and take the egg and eat it. Elo, where does Reb Shimon moida to Muksa? Dafka Shemin Shebener, only the case of the oil that's in the lamp that's burning, Bishar Shudelik. Bishas, the lamp is burning, and we had before, according to Reb Shimon, even the Nair, the Shemin that falls out of the Nair, that comes onto the Kli on the bottom, but calls them on the lamp is burning, all the Shemin is also to use. Why? Since it's set aside for its mitzvah. That's a more chomodika muksa. You set aside the Shemin at the beginning of Shabbos, you want to use it for Nair Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, it's only Shabbos. Is a mitzvah to have a Nair. So since you're huksel, a mitzvah sign, and also huksel yisurei. And you're also huksel yisurei, means there's an isser involved. His kolzaman, the Nair is burning, as Rashi always says, there's an isser kibui. We said the hezbo was, a person is makta das, he has no das to touch it, because he's afraid maybe when he moves it, the light will go out. And if the light goes out, he's stuck on Shabbos, he can't light it again on Shabbos. Mashen ken yantif. There's no muksa, because you're not afraid not to move it. Because on the side it goes out, so what? You light it again. But on Shabbos, as far as muksa, it's right? You're afraid not to move it, you maksa das, because you're afraid maybe you go out. So Rashi, Ein Muxel Reb Shimin Bedov Haroi. This is the cloud only that something that's edible. Where's the only edible thing that Reb Shimin holds is Muxel? Elov Jafashi Bishemin Shebiner. Only the oil that's in the Nair. Bishar Shudel, Katanya Liel. Bishar Sit Lit. And then even the neshema that falls down to the floor is also muksa. Why? Hayu muksa mitzvasei. The Shabbos. Metchilu yomak sadas dishemlai l'shem oinik Shabbos. Who are then huksa liyisuroi? Is the kibui. There's also an isra involved putting it out. There's a kibui and isra taking it out. Therefore, with these two svaras, it blags muksa. Of every other oichel, even though you did a ma'isa dachi yudayim, still it's not muksa. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, the chitim and the egg you'll not eat. Halacha, we don't hold like Reb Shimon, we hold the sosa.
In general, we don't hold the sosa?
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see later. In general, there's certain cloud column. I'm not sure. Could be on the shoulder. Could be this place. No, I'm sure. This case. I'm not sure. Now, this kind of thing we hold here like Reb Shimon. Since it's an oichel, since it's edible, it's not muksa. Something that's edible is not muksa. So tomorrow, for huksel is so tomorrow, for lestle huksel mitzvosai was saying, why is Reb Shimon Moida in the shemen in the ner cause the two svaris? It's huksel to the mitzvah of zaynik Shabbos the ner, and also is an isra involved putting it out of kibui. Mashma just on something huksel mitzvosai, he doesn't hold from huksel. For the markasha, what time you will learn here? Just for something that's set aside for mitzvah, that muksel Reb Shimon is Moida to. You made a sukkah and you put the schach on it. Kilchosa, you had rove or tzel. It was a kosher or sukkah. The itra then on the schach you put decorations, which you made it look nice. Bikrumim with sadidim with sheets and crumbs of rashi, big day tzavoinim, colorful begodim you hung up. Nice sheet that has pictures on it. V'tolabu agoizim, you hung nuts on the schach. Efraskim, peaches, shkedim, almonds, remaining pomegranates. Rapachle shalnovim, clusters of grapes. V'yitzre shal shiboilim, the zangin, the stalks of the wheat. Yenas, putstam wine there, shmonim oil, the sultos and flour. If you put all these things for noy sukkah on your sukkah, yidalocha osel l'stapik mehen ad moitsoi yom tevachrin. You're not allowed to touch these things, have any anor from them, till the end of Yom Tov. Why? Because since you set it aside for the mitzvah of noy sukkah, it's muksa the whole Yom Tov. So you see, even an oichel that's roitid, since you set it aside for the muksa, it blives also. If before Yom Tov you made a Tanai that you don't want it to be Chal or Muxer on it, Hakolufi Tanai, then a Tanai helps. But I call upon him without a Tanai, it remains Muxer, even though it's only a mitzvah. There's no Isra involved. There's no Isra in pulling off the grape off the Chach. There's no Isra involved. So the only reason why you can't do it is because since you set it aside for the mitzvah of Noye Sukkah, so you see there's such a Muxer of mitzvah alone. Good, you have a brisa. Who said this brisa is Reb Shimon? Maybe this brisa is Reb Yehuda. Yeah. So about Reb Yehuda, there is a muksa. But our question is according to Reb Shimon. Maybe according to Reb Shimon, there's no muksa of mitzvah alone. It's only with two things, mitzvah and yisur. So what's your kasha from this brisa? So the Gemara then, I'll bring you right, Reb Shimon holds, even Reb Shimon holds, le mitzvah is a muksa. The Tony Rabbi Chiyav, Reb Yosef, Chaimed Reb Yechidim. Another brisa. A neutlin eitzim in hasukkah v'yomtiv. You can't take eitzim wood out of the sukkah on yomtiv. Ela min hasamach lo. Only from wood that's near the schach, but not the schach itself. Because wood that's on the schach, that's an issa stira. To take it off on yomtiv, there'll be an issa stira. Mashenkin eitzim, that samach lo means you had your roof. Now on the side of the roof, you stand store some wood there that's usable. And on yomtiv, you would be allowed to take it off. Still here now, ela min hasamach lo, that's mutter. Reb Shimon matter. Reb Shimon though is matter. No, even the wood from a regular schach, it's also a smutter. Now this is not talking about on sukkahs itself. This is talking about time you have a hut in the backyard, like in the summer. On Yom Tov here means then sukkahs, means Pesach or Shavuos. On the Yom Tov of sukkahs, of Pesach and Shavuos, you have a hut in your backyard, and you want to use the schach. So Rashi learns the cases where the schach fell down on Yom Tov. The whole sukkah fell down. So if Shimon holds, Mati, you're allowed to use it. Since now that the whole sukkah fell down, so now there's no more muksa, there's no more issa stira, it fell down. If Shimon does know for muksa, you're allowed to use it. Abu Zakta Vraisa, Vishavin, everybody's moid, even if Shimon, the sukkis. Mashenken on the Yom Tov of Sukkot itself, of Sukkot Achag, the Chag Shiasura. So, oh, it's 7 or 8 days, the 8 days of Yom Tov Sukkot, the wood is Osir. Why? Why is it Osir? We're talking about where the Sukkot fell down. The Sukkot fell down, there's no Isistira. So, what's the emphasis on Sukkot, so Shimon is made this Osir to use the woods, the whole Sukkot? Elamaiko, since it's Huxel, the mitzvah Osir, the mitzvah on Asis. So you see, even Rav Shimon is moida or muksa lemitzvah is also. Right, if you made it tonight before Yom Tov that the yisra muksa should not be chal on this wood, here's our call of tonight. It goes according to tonight, you're allowed to use the wood. But call for nothing to bright if Rav Shimon is moida to muksa machas mitzvah alone without li yisuroi. So how come before we had to say the reason why Rav Shimon holds you're not allowed to use the shemen when the lamp is burning because to yisurim it's huksa lemitzvah and li yisuroi. After Gemara Nechanami, Tanu learned before Kain Shemin Shebener Kamrinin. Hoyel v'huksa lemitzvosoi huksa liyisurei. It doesn't mean you have to have two tanoim, a mitzvah and an isra involved. Anything like a Shemin Shebener, be it huksa lemitzvosoi, that automatically makes it huksa liyisurei. You're not allowed to touch it. So Drashi, Afrasmin Friskin of the peaches, Yenam Shemonim Mekliz Luchis. You had oil or Shemin in a glass. This noya sukkah, why can't you use it those sukkahs? Because the huksa lemitzvah sain. Muksa the yisur leka, but there's no yisur involved. Di mishum stiras oil, kimota chalash shumayel the story, dumi the nesha kova. Akol ponam chola moyedo, you should be allowed to use it. Even if you want to say, when you put it on the schach, it becomes bottles of the schach. So picking it off on yontav will be an yisur stiram, but chola moyedo should be like mutu. What's the yisur chola moyed? So you see, klo, it's also as muksa lemitzvah. For the Gemara with Rashi, but reminded Rav Shimon he to my Svin Lachminei. Who says it's Rav Shimon? Maybe it goes against Rav Yehuda. The Tony Rav Chiya ain't noitel meitzum. We have a new brayser. That is a brayser says ain't noitel meitzum means be Pesach yatzeres and Pesach or Shavuos. Me sukkah or sui letzels. Time you had a hut in your backyard to make for shade. V'yafilu noflu. Even if this hut fell down on Yom Tov, me shum muksa. Still you're not allowed to touch the wood. Why? Because soy machmas tiras oil be Yom Tov. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, you had this hut up, so at the beginning of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take the wood out of the hut, because there'll be an istastira. So now, Ben Ashmoshis, it was Muksa, but it remains also the whole Yom Tov. This is according to Rebbe Yehuda, that holds from Migu, this Katsoi. Ma'ashenken elemin ha-somach lo, Zrashim somach ha-vilas eitzim, stam you tied wood near the roof, eitzol daitha near the sides of the sukkah, leki isa muksa, the daitha elevail, you have not to use it miyasmim, the mishkalin lamachar, leisasa bu'ala, there's no isasirim, it's not part of the roof or part of the walls, it's just something tied onto the wall. Om el hafta zakrash na zavorning, om hafta tonim rabchim av yesir, have you mosul esuvei bereshim, has been the second brisa of Bechal the Gemara according to the Kasha. So you don't need the whole first brisa of Noi Sukkum, bring down some the second brisa. El Michal El Yusuf Mas Nisan the Reb Chia. The Gemara would rather ask the Kasha from the beginning, from the first brisa, because that was going for Reb Chia Reb Oishia. Because the Armin of Alma, called Mas Nisan Le Mas Nisan, the Reb Chia Lav Mishnah. Lav Mas Nisan. If you can brisa, we learn for Reb Chia and Reb Oishia. So the first brisa that says in the name of Reb Chia, they want to bring that first. When we slug it up, we don't have a raya. Then we come to the second brayser. But for the second brayser, it's the klor kasha. By the Reb Shimon matnas atrashim noflof. If the hut fell down on Pesach or on Shavuos, according to Reb Shimon, now you're allowed to use the wood. Why? The less lay muksa. Reb Shimon doesn't know to migu this katsoin. Vachim mekvin lo v'masechta beitzah. So if the hut falls down on Pesach, there's no hooks to the mitzvosei. So Mela, now that it caved down, to use the wood, there's no istastir involved. Why can't you use it now? Just because Ben Ashmosh, if you want to know how to use it, Rav Shimon doesn't know from that smorah. Of the Vishov, the Brisa says, Klon, the Sukkot, Hachag, Vichag, Vashenken, on the Yom Tov Sukkot itself, there if a Sukkot falls down in the middle of Sukkot, or even Chol HaMoed, Shehuks, the Mitzvosoi, the Mitzvos, the Kol Shiva. Since when you built the Sukkot Metchila, you had to leave it there for at least 7 days, you have to have Mitzvah Sukkot, so it's also to use it all these 7 days. Alma, you see from here, kol shas mitzvosa, noyig mitzvosa. As long as you set it aside for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it. Shalom. V'yafa gav leki surustira. Here we're talking about after the sukkah fell down in sukkahs. So once the sukkah fell down, now to use the wood, there's no surustira. Still, Reb Shimon knows you can't use it. Why? Because huksla mitzvosai. So you see, this svari is set aside something for mitzvah that's so strong in your mind, you're not going to use it. Not to have any anor from it. Not muksa Reb Shimon is made it to. So Teretz is, we mean to say, Kein Shemin Kamina. V'loi Mishun Iser. That's what we say, if Shimon is only Moidit Tzemuksa, something like the oil that's in the burning lamp, it doesn't mamish mean, because there's two Isurim, Mitzvah and Iser, nor Kein. V'loi Mishun Iser. Ela Mishun Mitzvah. The Mitzvah alone is enough to make a Muksa. Tohoyo Duksa Mitzvah Soy the Shabbos, since the Shemin now is burning for the Mitzvahs of Ner Shabbos, Huksa L'chol Zaman Isid Lekosei. Kol Zaman, it's burning, it blabs muksa. V'lo yaisa, not more. D'yei mitzvah si yele b'shat lekosei. O'mishe kovo, ein boi mitzvah. It's Rashi's bavonim. The shemen, when the ner goes out, here a shemen holds, you're allowed to use the shemen. Why? Because the mitzvah was only kol zaman it's lit. Like you knew, when it goes out, it's not aimed for mitzvah anymore. So when the ner goes out, you're allowed to use the leftover shemen. Avo b'sukis, sachag ma'ashenken on sukis, even if the sukkah falls down the first day Yom Tov, mitzvah to kol shiva. But mitzchila, when you build the sukkah, you build the sukkah to use for 7 days. V'uksosah kol zman mitzvosai. Therefore, mitzchila, you set it aside for the mitzvah for 7 days, so for the next 7 days, you're not allowed to use this wood, even if it falls down. Ma'ashen ken shemen, good, you set it aside for the mitzvah, but the mal only burns for 2-3 hours. After it goes out, there's no more mitzvah, you didn't set it aside for that. There's no huksla mitzvosai, more than that, therefore you could use it. Good. So there was no stira. So Shimon Taka holds anything that's edible that you could eat, there's no muksa. The only muksa of Shimon is moided to, there's something that's edible, is only huksala mitzvosai. You set it aside for mitzvah, then you're not allowed to use it. Right? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Before the Itmanami, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, same thing, and muksa Rabbi Shimon. Whereas Rabbi Shimon murdered to muksa, Elo Kein Shemin Shebener, Bishor Shudele. Anything that's like the candle that the Shemin calls them on its burning for the mitzvah of Shabbos. His kolzaman, the mitzvah is going on, it's like huksah li'isurei, that you're not allowed to use it. Anything like this, that's huksah li'mitzvah, he's made there's such a issa muksah on it. Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, another halacha. Ein muksah l'Rabbi Shimon, ela groigris utzmukim, bulvar. As before, we're talking about something that's an oichel, that you could eat, there's no muksah, only huksah li'mitzvah. Now we're talking about something that's not edible. Groigris and smukim means dried out figs or dried out grapes. You make them into raisins. The thing is, when it's a grape or a date, you can eat it. Then you put it on top of your roof to dry out. Now the matzav is, kol zaman is drying out on the roof. It's not edible until it dries out legamri. So when it's in the middle of drying out, it's not oichel. It's not roy teeth at all. So that muksa b'shem is also moigit too, because there are two chasroinis there. It's not edible right now, and also you adachi yivadayim. You took this grape and you yourself put it on top of the roof to dry out. So if you have a perish of that, not to use this grape now until it's completely dried. So with the two chasroinis, it's dachi yivadayim. You put it this way, and it's not edible. The b'shem is also moigit to this muksa. El gregnus is mukim b'vad. So Trashi, El Gregris of Smukim, Gregris means tainim, that means the figs, Shemal Lagag, you put on top of your roof, Liyavshim, you want them to dry out. O Mishenishtoya Shomat, as soon as it stays a little bit on the roof, ain't Ruyam Lachila, it's not Royatid anymore. Achi is Yavshim, until it dries out the Gamri. Vechain Smukim Dianovim, the same thing, you want to make raisins from grapes, as soon as you put it on the roof a little bit, it's not edible anymore. So you have two Chasrainis, it's not edible now on Shabbos. And it's Dachi Vidayim, here Abshim is also murdered to Muksa. And we also hold from this. Vaita, Fredimor Midi, Achrin Eloi, anything else not. Has anything else that's not edible. But Tanya, we learned in the Bryson in Beitzel, Hoyoichu Betainim, somebody was eating the figs. For Hoysir, and it was leftover figs. For Helam, Lagag, and he brought it up to the roof. Lasses Mem Gregorius to make dried out the figs. Or else Banovim, a person was eating grapes. For Hoysir, and he had some leftover grapes. He took it up to the roof that she comes raisins to dry out. Is lo yoichol at she yasmin. You should not eat from them until you have a ferish hazmona before Shabbos you're going to eat. He's a blind muksa. The same thing we say by afraskin, by peaches, by chavushin and quinces. All other fruits. Yeah. Trashi Oyoichel Betainim, Ravus Ashminim. So Oyoichel, he was eating this fruit. The Ozel, Omechiv, and the Yaskinu. As soon as he left it, after died of Yaktsum, he left the Lord and was Sir Das from it. Chavushin Yevchen Atoimam, the Yafagat Trashi Dahani Chosi, Kol Shosom, the Afilu Mishtoy and Lenis Kalkulu, Miyohoyu Yaktsinu Asiri. As a kasher was on these fruits, even though you put it on the roof to dry out, they're still edible. It's only tzimukim and groydus are the only two things that as soon as it starts to dry out, it becomes unedible. Until it's undried, until it's dried lagamri. These other fruits though, kozuman is drying, you can still eat it. And still it says it's muksa. This is the kasher. Who did this price go like? We see just the fact, yudachi vidayim, you took these fruits and put it on the roof to dry out, you like did a maisa to show you don't want to use it, it automatically becomes muksa, even though these fruits are irritable. So it's not like we said before. Before we said, according to Reb Shimon, it's only yosa with two chesreinus. Zayin, the fruit becomes not edible, and you yudachi vidayim. And here we see even fruit that's still edible, but as long as you made one chesrein, yudachi vidayim, it becomes muksa. Freddy Gemara, who does this go like? So the Marmani, who does this price go like? Eli Mereb Yehuda, if you want to say this price goes according to Reb Yehuda, obviously then it won't be shver. Reb Yehuda holds for muksa, even dachi v'dam, even though it's edible. Then there's no kasha. But Freddy Gemara, that can't be according to Reb Yehuda. Sam, you don't have that to use it, the blood is muksom. Hech yadachi v'dayim lekoshchein. Avad if yadachi v'dayim blood is muksa. Like, what's the chiddush here? Pshit the koin to Reb Yehuda, it's muksa. So Rashi, inayim Reb Yehuda, lo mali hanech denok at the dachini v'dayim, afilu achnisa nam al yetze bo yazmona. Lab daf, you did a mice of pushing it away. Afilu stam, you had fruit in the mice, you had fruit stored away. You didn't do a mice to show you don't want to use it, but since it's stored away, you don't have a ferish adas to use it, it's not good according to Reb Yehuda, like we said once. According to Reb Yehuda, you have to have a ferish azmonim. Anything you want to use on Shabbos, you have to have a ferish adas beforehand to use it. Just everything that's aimed to be used, blind stam das. But fruit that's in the Eitzer, you stored it away to use for Pamaki to sell, you don't have standards to use it. So according to Reb Yehuda, that's also Muksa. So what do you have to say, Chiddush, we did with Ferish and Maisav, throwing it away, putting it on the roof, even if you didn't put it on the roof with Blaibosa. El, a lot of this price has to go according to Reb Shimon. It goes according to Reb Shimon. So you see, according to Reb Shimon, with one Chesar and the blind is Muksa, just Dachi B'daim alone makes a Muksa. So tomorrow, no. Liyol matayu Reb Yehuda. This only goes according to Reb Yehuda. The oichel itzvich lei. The chiddush is here. You were mamish eating this fruit at the beginning of Shabbos. Sal kadayta chaminach. Kiv and the koachom. The also since you're eating this fruit is lely boy has mona. Even though you put it on top of the roof like you did a ma'isa dachi b'dayim, but since at the beginning you were eating it, so you show you still want to eat it. Like you don't have to have a new ma'isa as mona kamash malon. This is the chiddush. Kiv on the helon legag. Once you took this fruit, even though you're in the middle of eating it, but now you brought it to the roof and left it there to dry out, is asuche aschel adaiti minayu. It's as if you have a ferish adas not to use it anymore, and it blies muksa. Benachnami, this all, what? On Shabbos, right. So this only goes though according to Yehuda. According to Yehuda, this muksa, even though it's roi teat, but dachi medayim is a muksa. Benachnami, according to Reb Shimon, these parents will be muta. Since even though you had one chesaron, you were dachi v'dayin, but since they're fruit that's edible, there's no muksa according to Reb Shimon. If anything that's edible, there's no muksa. The only muksa on an edible thing is only huksel mitzvosin. That's the first Gemara Shemin. Hey, Shemin, calls the man is burning, and it falls off the lamp, even though it's roi teat, but since it was a starker muksa, huksel mitzvosin, that's also according to Reb Shimon. But any other muksa, calls the man is edible, even though you did a mice of dachi v'dayin, still it's mutter. And we pass like this. No, before Shabbos.
But here,
no, that's the chiddush according to Reb Yehuda. That even though you're eating at the beginning, so I would think you're not mistir das. It's not muksa. Kamash when even according to Reb Yehuda is muksa. That's the chiddush. Boy, my name Reb Shimon ba Rebbe me Rebbe. Tarzilei tomorrow. It means unripe figs. Trashy tomorrow or dates. Tomorrow.